It's a meeting of the Nye Beach Commercial Parking District, October 4th, 2011. Derek Toko, staff.
Kathy Cleary, Toujours Boutique.
Jody George, Jovi.
Linda Neigebauer, Nye Cottage.
Dave Team, Nye Beach Suites.
Jim Pertiva, Parks and Rec.
Jim's here, and I thought maybe we can talk about the PAC first. Would that be reasonable?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
Well, you were at the last meeting party. I was gone.
Oh, I wasn't. I was gone.
Oh, you were gone.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I'm not able to really go.
Yeah.
I did see people, like, with trailers working all day.
Yeah, Veronica said they met for, like, 4 hours one day and 5 or 6 hours another.
She said Norm came.
Yeah,
I did see Ms. Jay Feynman and a bunch of people.
Wow.
Yeah, huge turnout.
Good.
So they got pretty well taken care of. But Wendy was telling, and here comes Wendy, so she can say this too, but she was talking to Mark McConnell about them looking at somehow changing the entrance to the PAC. Do you know about this?
I don't.
Well, Wendy does.
Okay.
So,
well, I can tell you that the Coast Park right next to the parking lot there, which has been a little bit of a frustration certainly for staff at the PAC, just because we got that big pile of chips.
Yeah.
But we put in about 350 plants, I'm just estimating, but there was a ton of them that went in all by volunteer effort on Friday and Saturday. So, and the chip pile should be gone within the next 2 weeks. We should start.
So how did you organize volunteers?
Well, we put a shout out, and the young professionals with the YoPros with the Chamber of Commerce grabbed hold of that, and so we got about 14, I think, volunteers out on Friday evening, and then back Saturday, and Derek actually came out and helped volunteer too. Thank you.
Wonderful.
But got almost as many again on Saturday, and so we really did a significant amount of work in
they're
a short
a great
amount of time.
Resource.
Yeah, they are.
Many hands.
Yes.
Make
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, big. They're a neat group. It's so great to have young people.
They're so excited.
Yeah.
lots of energy.
So.
Yeah. And we're not done there by any stretch, but we just took a big step this weekend. I think I've got a youth Bible study group. And some interest from some prison labor. I don't know if I want to mix the two, but
hey, why not?
Hey, a rising tide lifts all ships, right? So we're still going after it, but we did get a significant chunk of it put in. And then, just so you know, the slide component, which will connect the boat to the bottom, should be here by mid-month, and we'll try to figure out how to get that on. But we're kind of tracking for the end of the month being substantially complete.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I have a question as to why restrooms were not part of that project.
Yeah. Actually, restrooms, the unfortunate thing about restrooms is they cost about $100,000. And so in this phase, we didn't have enough money. What we've done, though, is we've identified a location, and that will be right by the would be the east side of the prop garage, which would be a little spot right there. And we have water there, and it's close to sewer. We did pour a pad, and if that need screams out to us, then we have the ability to place a portable potty in the interim. But it was a financial decision that we just didn't have the resources to do that at this time. We'll apply for grants in the future and try to get something there. The thought, too, was that during hours of operation that the community could, in fact, use the Performing Arts Center restroom, and our preferred would be that they bypass that and go right over to Don Davis. But there's a street crossing, and it's not ideal, but it's something. It's an option. So it was a financial decision why we didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's great that it's in the future
plan,
though.
We're thinking about it.
Oh, good.
So are you going to have a grand opening, do you think, at some point? Or
Yes. And I don't know exactly when that would be. Hopefully we can tie it into something that the Nye Beach merchants have going on. And I'm thinking maybe they have a Christmas walkabout and that
We're
kind of thing.
We're not doing it this year.
Oh.
Well, we're not doing the business after us. We are doing probably a Christmas thing. I spoke too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet we are. And the 6th, we have the banner project party is in the late afternoon. I don't know what time.
You know, I'm figuring that we have a good month or better before we're really
ready
to showcase and cut a ribbon.
Especially with the grass.
Yeah, really, I'm a month or better. So that's why I was kind of thinking more towards
December.
Yeah, early December. But whatever. I'd like to tie it in with something else.
Well, knowing that, we'll remember that and see what we can come organize that might be able to
be complimentary and have any reason to have a good party.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to get people down here.
Well, yeah.
And then they can go shopping.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, you and I were talking on the phone this morning that you had talked to Mayor McConnell about what might be going on at the PAC as far as moving things.
Right. Yeah. Has he, I don't know, has he talked to you about that?
I have not had any discussion about that.
Well, I think I need to get with him and find out, because I think it's in its beginning stages. Mm. But there's a couple architects who are designing like an entryway to the PAC, and then he said the street entrance might be moved. So he said don't do too much landscaping, or get your heart set on too much landscaping,
because it might all change.
Yeah,
at least the entrance, and then hopefully we can guide that creation of spots for the artwork that the new committee is going to be selecting, along with electrical. I think the electrical, there's some electrical in the planting beds already.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have lighting around the sign on the corner there, and I think it's going to be like lighting they have at theater sometimes, those little,
like a dance board kind of thing?
They're spots.
Oh, dots.
Yeah, dots.
I don't, but anyway, I'll get with him and try to find out when we can find out what's going on. Maybe one of the architects can come to a merchants meeting or, anyway.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, speaking of lighting, did you ever talk to Catherine and find out, or whoever, to find out if the city pays the light bill for the parking lot, or if the PAC does, if it's in their budget? Because we had been talking previously about leaving the lights on in the evening during the winter for people to park.
Yeah, I remember that discussion, and I don't recall whether... I don't have an answer for you. But
I will very quickly,
after this meeting, I'll go down and check with the finance window, and they would know.
Okay. Because that would be helpful, for us to know, so that if it's feasible to use that parking lot in the evenings, to leave the lights on.
Yeah.
And especially if we're trying to encourage employees to park there.
Yeah. I will, on my departure, I'll run down there and get you an answer today.
Great.
Well, I'll check with Mark, but I think it would still be a good idea to chop out some sections of the Escalonia if it's going to be there all winter. And
at my memory of the last meeting, that you guys were sketching out some plans or something, that we could kind of vet that through the community. Did that...
Everybody's on board. We had two work parties. And the first one, several people came. Linda, I can't remember you.
I wasn't there.
Oh, Linda Briggs was there. Anyway, we got quite a few. Then the next one, Wayne Belmont was there, Mark McConnell, Jay Fineman rented some electric shears. Wayne Belmont hauled away two loads of brush.
Wow.
And we had a great turnout. And then there was one volunteer from the jazz group, Neil, who cut out some dead trees and a bunch of brush. And then Veronica and I went back and cleaned up some of those islands. So we got a great response. But I think, and then Veronica had some ideas for how to sculpt the Escalonia hedge into archways.
Oh, I'm fine.
And that's kind of a long-term project that if the PAC is remodeled, or if that area is remodeled, maybe that won't work. But I still think if it's going to be sitting there all winter, we could get the lights on and maybe just cut out a couple sections, strategically located
sections. Little windows to see into
the lot. Yeah, because it's so enclosed. But I think just taking out a couple sections of that Escalonia would open it up enough so you can see, like cars can see in when they drive by, and it takes away feeling of privacy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll reiterate, staff's willing to do whatever And that's something that we're capable and can do. I just want to have some type of vetting through at least that district and whatnot, because anytime I do something like that, there's a substantial amount of pushback.
Norm is all on board. Everybody was there at the work party. Norm was there. His wife was there. I mean, we got a lot more done. Like, it was Veronica's idea. Let's just go do it. It looked terrible, and it looks really great now. But I don't know who you want. I mean, we could just, you can call them, or, you know, I don't know how you want to get them together.
I'm thinking back to the last time we went in there and did some pruning, and the pushback was pretty substantial.
But Catherine came to one of the work parties, and Wayne Belmont came to
one
of the work parties.
Yeah, and just so if we could come up with some kind of process to get input.
That's kind of the people who would complain if the PAC is in on it, and the neighbors across the street are in on it, and the Merchants Association are in on it. Nobody else counts.
The mayor was there.
And there's nobody across the street.
Everybody was there. Linda Briggs, she's a neighbor.
Yeah.
Norm. Everybody was already there. I mean,
so it sounds good.
What can we do to make you happy?
Maybe it was
happy. Don't worry about me. I'm just telling you that not.
Maybe it would be useful if since Mayor McConnell was there and may have a feeling about the tone of everybody.
Right.
If he were to get hold of you and for you to get hold of him and say, sure. Hey, there seemed to be consensus. It would
the other thing is when
the
change doesn't happen quite so drastically. Like last time, it was just. And this, having work parties and people cleaning and changing
that's a great strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest if any of you know Amy and Robert at the Our Place restaurant, they would certainly have an opinion.
Sarge has an opinion about everything.
The owners of Cafe Mundo have very clear opinions on vegetation. Jenny Stokes from that area has never missed an opportunity to tell me what she feels.
Well, I'll tell you what I feel, Jim.
And
you never listen to me.
Yeah. I do listen compassionately. There are some of those neighbors that look over the pack that have done some of their own trimming in the past that have clear opinions on some of that. So, that's my memory.
As relate to that, guys, just what about signage? We talked about a couple times signage to facilitate people knowing there's public parking in those areas. Have we taken anything?
Aren't there signs on that post there?
There's signs on both places.
Both entrances. Mm-hmm.
I think
and RV also, RV parking and parking.
Do you know what the signs say?
I think it has the P, or else it's the parking one. Because there's one on Coast and there's one on Olive.
And are they on both sides of this, of the post?
I think so, yeah.
They need to be...
The one on Olive is at the corner of the lot itself, the driveway. The one on Coast, I think, is on the east side of Coast Street.
On our district maps or our shopping maps, the shopping guide, does that list public parking locations on our guide?
I believe it does. If not, it will. I'm pretty sure we have our parking.
I know you guys wear so many different hats in the community, and I see you so many different directions. Is this just the parking group? Mm-hmm. Maybe if the parking group made a quick and small presentation to the Nye Beach merchants and some other...
And maybe even city council.
And even council, and just said, look, this is what we would like to do, and we would like to receive comment on this. Then we'll do it, and then people say, well, I can't believe you did that. And I said, wait a minute, we talked... The Nye Beach merchants talked about it and agreed. The Performing Arts Center staff and followers talked about it and agreed. And it went before council, and they talked about it and agreed.
And
so,
maybe an article in the newspaper, too.
Yeah, just or even just a little blurb says the parking district would like to open up windows and do this. And that'll just, I mean, it's kind of fair to vet that into the community and then give people a chance to respond. And oftentimes they won't. But then when they come back later, all up in arms, then you can say, well, wait a minute. It was vetted through the community. It was talked about. And your comments aren't in keeping with what the general consensus wants.
Yeah. The three that you named don't participate in any of that. They may come to
talk to any of those three people, yeah, or I would volunteer.
And I just throw those three up, but there's three others that I don't even know, yeah. that will come out.
Yeah, of course. But if it is covered, those ways, yeah, plus the newspaper coverage of
right.
it, that would be good.
Right. And what we don't want is that negative press that some of them tend to garner.
Yeah.
And they'll write letters to the editor, and they'll just make a big poo-poo over the whole thing. And what happens is a really good idea and a really great thing then turns into this contentious fight, and we don't want that.
So what you're thinking is catch the merchants meeting in October. You guys are having one in October,
yeah,
right?
Next week.
Then
perfect.
The next council meeting.
Yeah.
In October.
In October, yeah.
And then target the work for November.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That seems reasonable.
That's reasonable.
Great.
Yeah, the more groups we get nodding in support, then the less credibility the outcry will be after we do it.
I think you're really right about that.
Also, in terms of signage at the meeting before last, I brought up, we had talked previously about going over the wayfinding program that was started about 3 or 4 years ago, and then there was a year and a half lapse before anything got done, and it's kind of fractured right now in terms of the cohesive approach. And I just mentioned that I'd like to have the wayfinding committee have a evaluation about what's working, what isn't. And I said that before the council in those first public comment period. Mm-hmm. And Mark McConnell said that also the bike and pedestrian committee had some concerns about signage, so he said he would get something together that would be all, you know, coordinate with all the different groups. Mm-hmm. Well, I think getting those documents out would be really helpful to use mm-hmm. that, because they correspond with all the maps that are positioned around town, and we ought to be working towards consistency. I think it makes a lot more sense to people if the parking sign is the same everywhere and
right.
it matches yeah. the map. So that's something that he said they would do something about. They might need to be reminded again. But
there is a meeting set for wayfinding.
Oh, good.
I don't remember if it's the 26th or 28th of October. I read the email, but I didn't. I wasn't going to come back to it. So I will.
Well, and on that note, too, with the signs about ocean access, did we ever decide?
See, that would be that's part of that.
That was part of the wayfinding.
Is like, and yeah. because they're. Yeah, that was part of it, is let's decide on what ocean access. I mean, it was decided. Anyway, it should be the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's several sure. places like the public access.
Beverly Beach, Agate Beach.
Well, there's a beautiful public access with a parking lot across Elizabeth Street at Georgie's, at the south end
oh,
of
right,
Georgie's.
Right.
No one would ever know you could even get to the ocean there, mm-hmm. much less that it's public access or that the public lot across
that's on
the street
right away.
So if we have, so I think there's places that Georgia's? Sign needs yeah. to go up where there's nothing.
Presumably.
Where there's nothing.
And there are seven ocean access places, though, and from Agate Beach to the.
Wow. And that is a public right
away. That should have signs.
Should have.
Yeah.
I think
just
this
that
public works should be
yeah,
a new railing.
But they should all be
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, and just, yeah, and be the same so you don't kind of go, well, that's. I just think subconsciously it doesn't make sense to have a bunch of different ones
right.
that mean ocean access, because it mean.
So that's something that sounds like what you're saying, though, is that it's a wayfinding issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully at the next wayfinding, which you both go to participate.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get an email from Peggy?
I bet, no, but I bet she sent it to my old email.
Oh.
So I will check.
Yeah, when I talked to the bicycle pedestrian committee about the signage on the maps, the pedestrian and the bicycle maps, they were like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We'll look at that, too. So they were open to that sort of thing because they thought that facilitated their purposes also. So.
Good.
Repetition.
Yeah.
Good.
And consistency, like you said.
And even though we didn't, originally the committee, we got handed those symbols that we weren't crazy about, but like Nye Beach, a sand dollar. We were going to start planting sand dollars
yeah.
on the beach in Nye Beach.
I found so many of them down there.
Yeah, don't you all?
Only when Mar was making them out of brass.
Yeah.
Right.
But still, I think the consistency is more important than trying to find a symbol. I mean, that's what we decided. Let's move on and get our wayfinding program in place. Didn't we, Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as far as symbol, we want one for beach access. And Kathy had...
I like that. I mean, I really like that, but I think we ought to make sure. And then if we decide who's going to make the signs, because I think some are in-house and some aren't, is right. How it got started. The round ones were contracted out. The square ones are in-house. And it would be good to
be consistent.
Get that decided ahead of time, because the awarding of the contract for the signage took about a year and a half because of the way it was awarded, and that really, so we...
Well, we have changed the city managers all through all that. You know, we have to remember that our administration has been in flux during a lot of the planning.
Right.
So somebody has to get up to speed, and then they kind of start over, and somebody else gets up to speed, and they start over.
Yeah.
Somebody else gets up to speed, and they start over.
For everybody.
But we are getting, we're getting to the end of things.
Yeah.
So I have for just signage, that's going to work its way through the wayfinding meetings, and that's how the consistency is.
So we'll talk about parking and beach access signs. Is that pretty much
the thing?
Well, the bicycle, I think, and pedestrian committee had some concerns, but I think a representative is going to go to the meeting, is my understanding. They'll be included in the wayfinding meetings.
Yeah, that committee meets next Tuesday, so
and
I'll find out.
And then find out. The meeting is either the 26th or the 28th, I think, of October. Just ask Peggy about that.
As a tag on to the bicycle parking, which would be appropriate to this committee, is everybody on board with the bicycle as a sort of a standard symbol for the bike racks? I know we have one down in front of like the Dapper Frog and a couple around. If we carry that theme throughout that area for bicycle parking?
I think they're really fun. I never see anybody tie a bike up to them.
I don't know.
I tied my bike up outside City Hall.
Oh, I think people think although the more street
things are all over.
Speeder,
yeah.
Yes, they're all over in every city around.
Right.
But there's a couple things, and we've talked about this. People do think they're street art, and we're not. Our visitors that come in here are more savvy to that being something they can tie their bicycles to. But I don't think a lot of our local people really realize that yet. So a lot of it's placement, and it'd almost be worth taking an old bicycle and tying up to one of them every now and then.
I've seen
people
used to
have been there.
You've done that.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
You not got killed.
No.
There was this outrageous car accident in front of my store where somebody got out of their car, didn't have their brakes set, that was running, and it just slowly went down the street. Went.
Oh no! When was that?
The bike was flapped.
Oh,
underneath. But it was the only thing that really got hurt. I mean, one car got pretty damaged.
Wow!
But nobody was hurt. There was a dog in a car. It was.
Well, it could have been worse.
It could have been.
I'm sorry, your bike died.
Yeah.
I know it was.
Well, I can run through real quickly what we had in terms of items coming out of the last meeting, if that would help. Real quick, we had the 3-hour parking signs to be installed on Coast to Cliff on 3rd. Status check with Public Works, that's all been completed. So,
I think I saw a traffic parking ticket.
I did the other day.
Yeah, I was getting down to that one.
Yeah,
that's on the list.
We changed our tags. For the green tags for hanging in vehicles based on our conversation, and changed our logs so that we have a log sheet now of vehicle license plates. So the vehicle license information and contact information is on the log sheet. It's not on the green tag. We've handed out 29 residential tags. Some of these are multiples for the same residents, family, additional family. We've handed out multiple tags for 3 lodging establishments, and so we still have a number of those left. Expect another lodging establishment or two to come in at some point. We are now officially in the enforcement mode. I did drop that note shortly after the meeting we had on the 6th of September to the police chief about warnings. So hopefully some of those warnings were issued.
They were. I talked to to Mike Goff the other day, and he said they had been issuing warnings, and they weren't getting any real pushback, nobody jumping up and down screaming yet. So.
Are they moving their cars, though?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he said.
Never did hear back from the lawyer I sent that letter to. So I think we're good in that regard.
I talked to him the other day, and he didn't bring it up.
Okay.
Which is a good thing, because if he was hot about it, he'd have brought it up to me. Right. But so then again, he'd just have his car stolen, too. So he just
The ouch.
He did have his car stolen from outside his office?
Really?
Wow. Really?
Where had he parked it?
Outside his office.
In his lot?
No, on the street, I think it was.
Wow!
Kind of
hard. Unlocked.
Nice one.
I won't snitch him off, but you can imagine.
Left the keys in the ignition.
Yeah, probably unlocked keys on.
I'm not going to snitch him off. But
that's how they get stolen. You leave your keys right there.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny. You go down through the city and can I slip be out? Amazed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good, Jim.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Keep watching.
Good
things are happening.
Yep.
And I'll be right back with a electricity report.
Okay.
There were two questions about permits, one for caregivers.
Caregivers.
I think I sent you an email about that.
Mm-mm, I don't remember that one.
Okay.
What would
we have, Mimi is terminal, and she has 1, 2, 3 caregivers who trot in and out throughout the day. And they have no ability to park, they really don't want to park that far away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be hard-nosed about it, but, I mean, there's all of them right across the street where they can park. I don't know why they would think they'd have to park right in front of
Yeah, they could park right down Second, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys want?
Well, not on Second, really. That's pretty crowded.
It is crowded.
That one's crowded.
Is it?
Yeah, you can park on the other Second Court, or on First. Which is which?
I think Second Court is the one that's right across the street from mine.
Yeah.
And then Second Street is across from mine.
It's, there's almost always a spot there. It is busy.
Especially this time of year.
If there's two or three of them, how long, what's the duration of stay usually? Is it more than
well, she has full-time care, so 24 hours a day.
So 8 hours a shift?
Okay.
And the nighttime ones, it wouldn't matter.
No. The other are guests.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, because we've had a couple of different folks, wanting, they own homes and they want tags for guests. And we've told them no, but that's something that we need to talk to you about.
If you gave them for guests, then we should give them for caregivers. That's like a guest.
I think caregivers above a guest, but I still think that they could find a place.
Well, and if they could find a place, then the guests can too.
But we haven't been giving them to guests. We've told them, just it's either the owner or their family. And so that's where we've been toeing the line so far. If you guys want to go,
I think that's reasonable, because then if we start opening it up to everybody like that, what's the point?
There are certain disadvantages to living in a business district, just like there are certain disadvantages to living in a residential district.
Yes. Yeah. But if they have to park two blocks away, that's not...
And many of the homes have the opportunity for a driveway for parking. So.
I'm okay with saying no to both. Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. So no on caregivers and no on guests.
Well, caregivers are just like our employees.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's
true. They're there for an 8-hour time.
They're there for an 8-hour shift. They're there to work, not to...
Okay.
Shop.
And they're not handicapped, so they should be.
Yeah.
They're the ones taking care of the ill person. Where I could see if someone was handicapped, they could have a... Well, they would have... You know, like get an exemption for the 3-hour thing? No.
Forget it.
Let's not bring that one up.
They have their handicapped parking spaces. But the Visual Arts Center, we talked about having a sign there that said reserved for the Visual Arts Center 8 to 5, and that instead it says Visual Arts Center only, just like it has. So what I what's the feeling of the committee? Should we
I think it's pursue more the that? Feeling of the Visual Arts Center.
Well, but they're owned by the city.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all had consensus that 8 to 5 is fine. And then if they have evening performances or whatever, they still have the big parking lot across the street.
Yeah.
And if people get there soon enough, they can park in that upper lot. But
so what does Sally say about it? Have you talked to her?
I talked to her originally, and I think she thought it was okay. As long as
the first time I talked to her, she said, "Where would I park?"
Well,
you can park there. Just oh man.
So the concern by going to 8 to 5 frees up eating spaces. And
right,
and that's a premium in that area.
Sylvia,
in the summer,
April's restaurant. Yeah, in the summer, I think it's much more of an issue in the summer.
Yeah, because Third Street gets pretty full. And
yeah, and people from April's would be able to park there, and the Sylvia Beach, because if they parked at night and then eight, they'd have till 11 really if they were parked there overnight. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's reasonable to ask that of Sally.
I do, too.
Because hardly ever is there anybody in that parking lot.
Especially at night. And she was just concerned about her older folks who take art classes or during the day. So, and then that allows
so the 8 to 5 would cover that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could bring it up at the next meeting.
At the merchants
meeting.
If she's there, that would be helpful.
She often is there, but that seems kind of like putting her on the spot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well.
An email contact or something?
I think a direct email contact and just asking her.
From Derek?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that.
That would be awesome.
But we're just trying to be able to use it.
She has softened a lot towards it, so.
I think ever since they picked the color, they've kind of softened a little toward realizing that it wasn't quite the best choice they could have made.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Got that.
Yeah.
Other two items we had, we talked about the wayfinding for signage issue. So the last one was the crosswalk. And Dave, I understand, I talked to Dave White before this meeting, and I understand that you touched base with Dave White on the crosswalk.
Just a casual conversation. It came up in another meeting with Tim, and then Dave and I had just a casual conversation, and I've still got to take some pictures. And
yeah, I had that on the list of...
Dusty's going to get me an overhead like that of just blown up in that area.
Okay.
I have not done that, but I will get that done.
Since we talked about it last, and Jody mentioned the place where she thought it should go, I've jaywalked a lot, and I've watched a lot of people, and because we live right basically across the street, I had an opportunity to observe all different times of day, and I vote for that space just south of Southwest Second Court. Mm-hmm. Isn't that where you were?
Yeah.
Because it's visible from
both directions.
Traffic going both ways. People naturally just holding their cell phone to their ear. They just wander. I just hadn't realized how they just wander across that street.
Yeah.
The area by Coastal Breeze over there. They treat it like it's just a pedestrian way.
Yeah,
between Nye Beach or between Beach Drive and Third.
Yeah,
okay,
in the street. Yeah,
there's Linda's lot.
Is that a generational thing? I mean, I so would never do that any place.
I don't know.
Can we write on this?
Yeah, go for it.
So, like across from
Jody, weren't you thinking
the steps at
that's a little bit low. You can't see it.
I'll share with you this. The Public Works is pretty adamantly feels real strongly about making sure that it's at the top of the hill.
Yeah, you can't see when you're coming. Yeah,
it does need to be.
They're going
to
want it up here.
I feel strongly that it needs.
But you can't see that when you're coming south.
Parking.
See, and I'm not so sure that's true, but that's where people are going to cross. They're not going to walk up here and cross.
If they see the crosswalk, they might.
I'd like to see
this. This is so much more visible.
Seeing the crosswalks will be like will be like the parking spaces.
Just being able to see the parking, the crosswalk will be like seeing the parking space. People will tend to use it more. There's going to be people jaywalk, but people will tend to use it.
You'd probably lose a parking space.
I will.
See, and I would have to agree with Public Works that, let's see, where's that silly fire hydrant? Right in here.
Why not?
It's just...
It's somewhere in here, simply because as you're cresting the hill and as you're going down, the speed's coming up.
But you can't see it until you're right here.
This is where they cross. They won't cross it.
If you put the line there, they might.
But you can't see it from...
I see it from down the hill. Well, but
let's go... I think we should go there and walk back and forth. Yeah, we should drive it and have somebody...
Because you have to be standing there, and then you need to see if you can see the traffic coming at you.
But if I'm a driver, I want to be able to see that crosswalk. I want to be able to see the stripes on the ground, and I don't think you can right here.
But there's more to... Your speeds are about 16 to 22, maybe 25 miles an hour there, unless they're...
They
have acceleration.
Which they do.
But you want to do more than just stripes. You're going to want to do something on either side to make it...
You can put that pedestrian sign, that sign that has a person stepping out. I think that one is pretty universal.
That and some kind of it's got to be a whole bunch of things other than just stripes.
See, I don't understand why that is, because to me, the fact that there are already people milling across the street there, getting them into a place where they more or less walk across there.
I, one of the things that Public Works will be concerned about, and I would be concerned about it from a public safety, is if we put stripes across here, going down a hill is harder to stop.
It is.
So if you come down here and there's somebody in here and you go to
see,
hit it...
My point is that they have stopped there like 8 times because there are people milling.
But if we encourage people to cross by putting marking it, then we're also incurring the liability
of doing that if it's
done improperly.
Because now we're actually promoting them to cross at that location, whereas if we have them...
There's one spot where you can stand as a pedestrian and you can see the vehicles coming both ways. Mm-hmm. Very easily, and there's just one spot right there.
Well, I'm not averse to putting it up here, but I can tell you that you put it up here,
people are going to still, it's not going to
be a milling zone of people walking.
But then if they choose to do that, it's what Dave just said, it's their liability.
Actually, we were just told at the last meeting that that isn't true, that if somebody crosses from the edge of a street,
It's a crosswalk.
It is technically a crosswalk, but there's still an onus on the pedestrian to do so safely. But when you put lines on there, the municipality incurs some liability for proper placement of those in the safest place it could be. So, like, one of the worst places, and we've discussed this over the years, is down at Bay Street because of that diagonal crosswalk. It's a horrible place for a crosswalk. We shouldn't be encouraging people to do that, and we've had accidents there, and there's been some concern about the liability, but people keep saying, well, ODOT put them there, so. So you've got to look at not just the best place where people are going to do it, but the liability down the road.
Well, what if they put the crosswalk here?
It's kind of out in the middle of the...
And people still continue to cross here.
Well, they're also reluctant.
Will they move it?
They're also reluctant. Well... But if you put a crosswalk in this area, wherever it is, and then you also make it more appealing to cross through some visuals and some maybe a little bit of a bump out, so you have the safety area.
You've got your handicapped accessibility for strollers and bikes and all that kind of stuff.
You'll probably get more
down here. They're going to cross here.
Yeah. And I don't know that we're going to cure it.
You're not going to cure it.
It's a matter of
a place like Panini that's basically the walk-through coffee. I mean, it's like the closest thing to a coffee kiosk in Nye Beach. People stop, they get their coffee, they leave.
Right.
And, of course, that generates a lot of foot traffic.
But it's all you can do is encourage correct behavior. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can... Solve the problem completely. You can just encourage it and do the best we can.
If we do a crosswalk, it has to be something that we can all live with, and the city basically draws the last line.
That's true.
Because they have the liability.
Mm-hmm. And that's truly, guys, why I keep saying that I would encourage the city to look at doing something there that's a little longer-sighted solution than just painting a couple stripes on the road, to look at something that has some environmental design to it to draw people into wanting to do that. Maybe it's a sign kiosk, you know,
a wayfinding
type of kiosk, something to make people want to go there as opposed to there. You're still going to get people being stupid. You can't solve that. That's the human condition. But if there's ways to draw people's eye up here, to get them here, and then encourage a natural flow, you know, that I hope the city will look at that as opposed to just
the fact that I'll stand to cross and 20 cars will go by, the 21st will stop for me. Mm-hmm. If there's a crosswalk and I'm standing there ready to cross at the crosswalk,
they'll stop.
Then the car will stop and I can cross safely.
That's true.
And yeah, I think that idea of kind of making it a little public space around it then, or maybe a bench or...
Yeah, we don't have to spend $1 million, but something...
Because we don't have...
You don't have it. Well, and you have a bench right there.
Yeah.
I do. Well, yeah. I do, but I think that bench is too far south.
Oh, is it?
But we have a need for signage and directional things, and so we try to incorporate that need to solve maybe a couple of problems.
Do you want to work on this as a project for next budget?
I think it'd be a good project because it's going to be coming up.
Uh-huh. Okay. I really would like to see a better defined crosswalk in the core area between Beach Drive and Third. Just because the bricks are there, people don't know that's a crosswalk just because the bricks change color.
See, and I don't see a problem there.
I don't.
Maybe I don't. Well, to me, it's the bricks and...
Yeah, but do what you did when you watched that. Stand there and watch.
Because I do see people milling there, but what I also see...
They do, but the cars don't stop.
Well, there's a stop sign there, so the cars are stopped.
Not at Northwest
Beach Drive.
No. And that's where there are two crosswalks, one on each side of Beach Drive.
Are we talking about up here?
Your business is right there.
Or down here.
Oh, here.
And the
here.
Bolt outs, oh, here. Everything just makes it seem to me like the speed issue isn't there the way it is up
right.
the hill.
That's yeah. right. The speed isn't. They've slowed down, but they're also looking to turn down Beach Drive. And they just don't stop for pedestrians.
Well, I find that they do, but you have to really be watching. You can't assume that they're going to stop because there's the arch that's there that catches their eye. They're looking for signage.
Distractions.
There's a lot of distractions. Mm-hmm. So I would say 80% of the time they do stop.
That's my sense when I'm walking down there is that it's easy to walk across the road there, whereas up the hill it's not so easy.
Yeah, I would have to agree that vehicles are going very slow because it's already fairly congested area.
Yeah, they're pretty cautious through there.
And that's why I was saying is I would probably extend some of that congestion up into here with some of the same things that caused them that people hate, but that still.
Yeah. Well, and if this is the only place that the city really is willing to do it.
And when we first started talking about that, we were told absolutely
no
crosswalks.
Yeah.
So we have come a long way. And just sharing our concern.
Were they thinking that was a mid-block crosswalk too? Because I know that's a hot.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Part of it was.
It doesn't matter as long as we're where we are.
That's right.
It's just all
that.
We don't have any hard and fast rules against mid-block crosswalks. It's just, you know, they're
discerning.
Not. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and since this block is on this side is six blocks.
Right.
Right.
That's right. It is a long one.
It is a long block. Yeah.
I think that's a great thing to have for a next project.
Yeah, I think that's
great. We're talking
great.
About the Nye Beach Town Center.
That
part.
To me is
exciting.
To do those two things in our next year would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I got to get those right. So this one would be the crossing at
is this Second Street.
Derek?
Yeah.
As part of that, and this is just a question.
Sure.
During the storm drain work that's getting ready to be done now, mm-hmm. is there any enhancements to any of this that can be done on either end as part of that? I mean, I don't know if they're doing anything in the storm drains.
They are down
here.
On Third.
Tim told us at a meeting when I presented that idea. He said, don't talk to me about crosswalks. Absolutely no.
Okay. Oh, I didn't necessarily mean...
As not being
part
of
his project.
Project.
Yeah. Oh. Said, yeah, no,
I didn't know if there was...
He just said it's very specifically this.
And okay, I didn't know if they were tearing something out that when they tear it out that they could put
But
that
no tearing out happens up that
far. Okay, mm-hmm. that's why I didn't know. I didn't know how far they were going to expand.
They've done a nice job with the artwork showing all the lines. That'd be a great picture for the paper.
Yeah, all the pretty colors on the
I just hate to see this, what we've done in the past where we do... A street overlay, and then 2 months later we tear it up, or we, you know, I mean, because we didn't realize there was something going on.
He seems pretty cohesive.
He's thinking
thinker.
That far.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons they're doing that sidewalk next to the laundry. Just we're there. Yeah. Let's just fix it. Yeah,
and did the library sidewalk extension happen with our Third Street?
I don't think so yet. I think there's still that issue with the property owner, right?
How about for your next meeting, update on sidewalks?
Okay.
That'll give Tim some time, because he's got, I know he's got the...
He has a lot going on.
Right, he does have a lot going on, and I know
that... And my beach is getting a lot of very positive attention.
Yeah.
So. And they fixed that steel plate, Dave, I know you... Yeah, they... Temporarily.
Yeah, I corresponded with Tim about that. He said they bolted it down, and that's a project slated for a month or two down there, a few months down the road to... Put a bolt in and fix it on the long
term. Oh, good.
But they did bolt it down.
And just a heads up, street staff is kind of shifting gears to City Center and helping them work on their signage. So that's kind of
wouldn't
that be?
They've done an amazing job. I haven't written my letter yet. Okay. I did count the spaces they added. Is that Brook Street?
Mm.
Or High? I don't remember which is which. There are 22 spaces that they marked in there for us.
That's Brook,
And people do park in them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
The parking, the one area that wasn't striped was the actual turnaround, and that's because we're trying to scrounge up money for
to clean it and surface it.
I don't know if this is a place for the parking district to step in. We have our clam bake down there. Mm-hmm. We with the fire marshal talking with me, we pretty well break every code you can with the extension cords. He suggested we have another outlet on the north side of Beach. We have ours right by the Puffin on the south side. He suggested the next island over, working with the city, and I happened to see Jim right after that on Clambake Day. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, he thinks we can work with the city to have another outlet, another place, you know, another box. We have about 20 outlets that we use, but we just we can't get to everybody with a 100-foot cord.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something the parking district can also work on, or if I should just work on it through the Merchant Association.
I think the Merchants Association would be the best angle on that one.
I was thinking about that the other day, wondering if he remembers that conversation.
I'm sure he does,
It
isn't a terribly expensive thing, since the power is already there.
The power is already there,
It's just a matter of getting it.
Best they can tell, the city does not pay electricity at the Performing Arts Center. They do pay electricity at the Visual Arts Center.
Interesting.
Best they can tell.
Okay.
But I mean, the list is like this. Places and parks and restrooms available.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that was a great research project.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I mean, parking district funds to help pay for electricity, that
doesn't work.
We can't.
Yeah, you could.
We could.
You could.
I mean, you have the
rational connection there.
So how are the lights shut down at the end of the day? Are they during the winter? Are they on in the?
They're on a timer.
They're on a timer.
So if the timer was just reset to be 1 hour or 2 hour later,
are you talking about the PAC?
Yeah.
It sounds like we still need to do some more research to figure out exactly what the, you know.
How much would that cost?
How much it costs? Who's paying it now? You know.
And it's not like we want to leave them on all night.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Until the businesses are closed,
or
maybe 8 o'clock?
Or I was thinking 9 or 10, maybe.
Well, there aren't any restaurants around there that stay open that late. Panache closes at what?
I think Panache is closing permanently. Anyway.
Are they?
Are they?
I know they're for sale. Moving to Guatemala or something.
Okay. Well, I can dig into that one and get some details for you guys.
Clearly, what that is.
Right, and find out. I mean, if it's not a huge cost, maybe that is something you might want to think about. If it's not, I mean, if it's a huge cost, then maybe we got to come up with some other way to tackle it.
Yeah.
So, Derek, if we were to say have a cost or pay the part of the electric bill, is that something they would, that you could take care of, like they would send you a monthly bill or something, and then you'd take it out of our parking account?
Yep, okay. That's how it'd work.
I got to run, but real quick, the construction work going on down there, how's that going to affect parking in the district? Is it going to... How long is it going to be, and what's that going to do? Do we need to tell our staffs to do something differently, or
is the construction work on
the storm drain work?
Storm drainage work. Yeah.
Well, the emails that I've been doing back and forth with Tim said that nothing is going to be closed. They're going to go to one lane at some point, but traffic will always be allowed through. Great. And
you know, I would expect Public Works would be doing some outreach if there's going to be any significant impact.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't feel like it was going to be a big issue.
Okay,
and people can still park that block up the coast.
Well, it's been slow enough that.
Yeah, and they've already started, I think, at the park. I think they're raising the level of that street. I think
some work being done there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he said the major storm drainage will start in about 3 weeks because the catch basins have been ordered and.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cause for celebration.
It is.
Having a big sewer celebration.
And a letter to the editor.
I was looking forward to flooding.
So
you
was Mike.
You haven't had that experience yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they could probably provide one for you.
Practice drill.
Yeah. The power washer will just flood the front.
And when does
the Third Street project, is it still going to start really soon?
The sidewalk.
Sidewalk work?
Yeah.
That's
for next week.
That's for the next update. I was thinking
we
can have a conversation about exactly where that's at.
Okay.
And I think that in the winter, businesses maybe will be more liable to park up the street, or employees if they're, because we're going to have more lighting. I think just the more well lit that street is, maybe people won't be so hesitant to use it.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Did you want to set a date for the next meeting?
Yeah. And is the next merchant meeting Wednesday at 9?
Oh, I have one other thing.
I'll be right back.
And it's an American Legion?
And we're going to do some little presentation on the possibility of removing some of the
shrubbery.
Yeah. Which is too bad we didn't come up with a more precise
plan
of what we're going to tell them we're going to do.
We could get some, that plastic construction tape maybe, and go there and circle the places we want to cut out.
That's
that much. Mm-hmm. And
then
say, look at
really
it.
See.
That's a good idea.
Really,
and people might be calling
idea.
Saying, what are all the tapes at the PAC for?
Right.
Yeah.
That kind of opens that door too.
That's a really good idea.
That's a great idea, Wendy.
And then, but we need to go down there and do it too.
Yeah.
But it's not that much really.
I think that's a great idea.
So you guys want to shoot for what? The first week of November? I'd say the week of Monday the 7th, that week. Would that be fair?
Okay.
Do you want to do a Tuesday at 10?
Sure.
And what I have in terms of items that we covered, we should be pretty close to closure on the opening up of the landscaping at the PAC at that point, because you guys would have touched base with the merchants and the next council meeting. And so Park and Rec would be, Jim said he's no problem getting that done in November, and so maybe we can have that all wrapped up by then, which would be
nice.
I will contact Sally on the signage change at the Visual Arts Center and see if they're on board with that, so report back to you on that. We'll have an update from Public Works on the sidewalk status of the 6th Street and 3rd Street projects. And then I will have some details for you on extending power at the PAC and what the costs were, things of that nature.
Does
that
great.
Sound like a reasonable agenda
and
for the 7th?
Hopefully we'll have an update on the changes to the PAC entrance. I'll touch base with Mark on that and see if we can't get something.
Any kind of idea of something, yeah.
And one other thing, Kathy, we talked about the business owners not realizing why we have the parking. Is that something we want to talk about, having a letter to business owners? Do you think we need to?
Are there some in particular who are having trouble with it?
Yeah, Philomena
seems to, like...
Why?
I don't know. They just park her employees and
well, she's going to be a huge beneficiary by having all that Third Street parking going up.
And she parks in front of your place too, right?
Sometimes. And I mean, not, it hasn't been, well, she was in Ireland for a couple
months,
I think. Yeah. But it's just, Zach mentioned it to one of the employees, which is, I think, is a really risky thing to do. I mean, but she was always parking in front of there. And she said, I'm so sorry, I never even thought of it. So I think that makes me think that the word isn't getting out from the business owners to the employee. And
everybody's been notified. And
But I think a reminder could be a good thing, just saying, from the city even, of this is what's happening, you know, permits have been handed out, and just as a reminder that our focus in doing this was to open up spaces so that employers and employees do not park in front of their business or other businesses. Because I think some people got the letter and went, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just like one more regulation. One more way to make money giving parking tickets.
And maybe just an update kind of letter that says about the 3rd Street, 6th Street project.
Yeah.
Where we've tied the little bit of money that we had from the old pot into the city doing these projects, and that some of what we're looking at doing with next year's funding, some of the ideas that we're working on. And
I think that would be a good article for the paper also.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to talk about that more at the next meeting when you have the update on the sidewalks and you have a better sense?
Yeah. And could we maybe get an update from the parking enforcement guys to see how many tickets?
Yeah, you'll have some time. Yeah, that some time will have passed, so you would have a chance to
have some numbers there.
Sure, you bet.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Meredith? I think had some figures or somebody at a meeting about a year ago, which, you know, I think we've just been meeting for about a year now. I think we've accomplished
a lot.
An amazing amount of stuff. And thanks for all the help, Derek.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
But Meredith had some kind of a figure in what she found somewhere that said the cost of employees parking in front of a business. Oh. Do you remember that?
It's pretty high. You're talking more of an urban area. I mean, they're talking $10,000 per space.
Yeah.
And that, but.
When a business loses.
Okay, so that wouldn't be per year, but during the summer, there's a cost. It seems like during the summer, we have parking problems, and then during the summer, there would be a cost.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Are you guys getting pushback from merchants, or is this more or less an isolated case? Do you think that will kind of play itself out here over the next month or two as actual enforcement happens under the new.
At least on Beach Drive, I have had no pushback at all, and I've been kind of surprised about that, and pleased.
And wondering if they just don't talk to us.
They're talking about us, but they're also not parking there.
Yeah.
You know, they're parking around behind.
That's really great.
The north side parking is really full, and that's great.
And that's great. That's where it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're parking two cars.
Maybe I'll just talk to Philomena.
Didn't we say we didn't want to put ourselves there?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I
know.
Coming from the city is a better thing.
If we bring it up at our merchant meeting and put it in our minutes and send those out.
I think that's real appropriate.
Yeah, because we don't want to get in the middle of it.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is you can have a ticket given. You know, call and say this car's been here for 3 hours.
And see, sometimes it happens like, so if they park there at 3, then you can't really issue a ticket.
Because they can be there till 8 or 9.
Well, they can be there till
6.
Till the next morning.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the merchant meeting is a good place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's too bad that not everybody comes.
I know.
Okay. I understand that there's a wedding that she's planning. Is somebody getting
her daughter.
Married? Okay.
Yeah.
Philomena?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So she's got a lot going on.
I don't know
she's
either.
She's marrying Deb Keller's son. Who used to be married to Don and Rob's daughter.
Yeah.
Really?
Life in a small town, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people, so it's okay. How long ago were they married?
Several years.
Okay.
I've
and Don and Rob, their property is being foreclosed on.
Yeah, they live in Scotland now.
Yeah, he's working in Scotland.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we shut that off now?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're down to